I'm really excited today. We're talking to Zan Perian today from Enlightened Seduction, and I'm really, really psyched to have you on the line today to be talking about meeting younger women, and heard a lot of really great stuff about you. I think this should be a really interesting interview. So welcome to the conference today, Zan.
Thanks, Ron. It's good
to be
here.
It's awesome that you're here. So let's start with your background. I know you've been in the community for a long time, and I want you to sort of tell the listeners about kind of how you came to understand seduction and, you know, what your sort of your background is and really about your business as well and your website.
Like you said, I've been involved in it for a long time, from the early days. My involvement preceded, or my interest in this subject preceded the community. I've always been interested in the dynamics of men and women, and I've spent, you know, the last 20 years just trying to discuss these types of things with women and men and try and understand it and then try and describe it to other men. So I've been doing this for a long time. The community came along, and then it was a natural fit to just carry on with a discussion, but to a wider audience. And so, you know, then my business started probably 10 years ago or so. My website is enlightenedseduction.com. And having said that, it's moving over to my name as the domain, and that's zanperion.com. So that's where I'm at right now, and I know everybody that's been doing this for a long time.
So was there something that you felt like there was a gap in the marketplace or a gap in sort of the guys that you knew in the seduction community where you developed a different way of viewing this or a different way of, I don't know, seducing women or doing a ways of approaching?
That's an interesting question. I've never been asked that before. But the answer is I never did see a gap and then try and fill it or try and find a niche. I've always been saying and talking about the same type of thing, which is being true to yourself, having the spirit of men, and women find it attractive. So I've never really varied from my message, what I've been saying all these years, and it's got an audience. It's got quite a following. There's a lot of men in this world who respond to that. So. And my stuff is quite different than probably most of the people out there, but there's a response to what I'm saying that's good.
Well, do you think, like, in particular, if you know older guys are going to be connecting with younger women? It seems like a lot of guys who I have coached or guys that I meet seem to default into not using an authentic way of approaching. They'll use like patterns or some kind of bullshit scams to meet younger women, in part because they don't feel like they can meet younger women or they're unworthy or whatever. What's like the first cut that you take when you work with a guy in meeting younger women?
Well, my audience tends to be guys who are a little bit older probably than most of the coaching companies out there. I don't get a lot of the 19-year-olds who are trying to pick up chicks because of my message is a bit more trying to, you know, describe a more meaningful and a more mature type of way of interacting with women, I guess you could say. The first thing I tell a guy, because I really do believe this, the first thing I tell a guy who's, you know, 45 years old, I'm 44, and so I'm speaking from experience here. Mm-hmm. The first thing I tell a guy is, for the first time in your life, in your older quotation marks life, stop hiding the fact, or stop trying to skirt around your age. Because as soon as a man tries to avoid the question from a younger woman, like his age, or tries to make a joke, or, you know, in deflect it in some way, then it now becomes an issue with her. For instance, if a guy's 45 years old and he's talking to a 23-year-old girl, and she asked the age of him, and he skirts around the issue somehow or makes a joke. Now in her mind, she's thinking, okay, subconsciously, of course, she's thinking, he's not secure about the fact that he is 45 years old.
Right.
You see? So it now becomes an issue for her because it's an issue for you. The first thing I tell guys is, clear the air immediately. Because when you do it and you describe to her, your age, the younger women will not have it an issue anymore as soon as it's not an issue for you.
No, that totally makes sense. They're sort of a match of where you are in your mind. You know, that's why inner game work always seems to work pretty well, you know, because if you know all the pickup lines in the world or everything, but if you don't believe it, it's never going to succeed.
Exactly.
What do you think that older guys then have as misconceptions about younger women? I mean, what is the sort of the bullshit that they believe about young women that just isn't true from your perspective?
Well, you know, one of the things, misconceptions they have is that younger women would never go for them because of their age. And it's they're very insecure about it. And so, like I said, they try and dress younger and try and do these kinds of things to try and mask their age. It's a misconception that men have, because younger women, in most parts of the world, and including North America, are attracted to older men if they have a certain way of moving through this world that denotes experience, worldliness, savvy, and adventure.
So how do you actually teach a guy how to do that? How do you codify that in a systematic approach? If a guy shows up and is sort of just your Joe Blow 45-year-old, how do you coach him to do that or be that or embody that?
Well, see, the first thing that a man has to understand is that you talk to younger women that are, in their early 20s, and they consistently say that they are not attracted to men their age because they seem to be more mature than the men their age. And so what a man who's older needs to emphasize is the concepts that he has accumulated a wealth of experience and knowledge about this world. It's in a very it's a very attractive way of presenting yourself. We try and hide, that we've traveled and this kind of stuff, and in the same breath that we're hiding our age. And we should be doing the opposite. We should be talking about the wonder that we've experienced to this point. And that's attractive to younger women.
That seems to be a theme around the people that we've interviewed too, is being able to embody that and embrace that.
So it's a perspective, exactly. It's like we can have the perspective, okay, well, she's younger than me, and she's probably looking for somebody more her age, and she would never go for me, and I'm older in appearance, and I'm older in functionality, perhaps. We just have to change our perspective, and the perspective is an amazing one, in that we have stood on this earth, and we have seen things on this earth that are magnificent. And when we can portray that in our lifestyle and in the way we interact and talk to younger women, they will be absolutely absorbed into it. They love that kind of spirit and adventure. You know, you look at guys like Brad Pitt, Johnny Depp, all these, these guys are good-looking guys and they're famous guys, but they carry themselves in a way. And I know guys who are not famous, who are older, 50 years old, for instance, and they carry themselves in a way that they are just magnetically attractive because they don't apologize for who they are or, their age or where they've been.
But is there particular kinds of approaches that you do or ways you interact with women who are like 25 versus women who are 35 when you're coaching guys?
Yes. The first thing I tell a woman who's like 25 is I tell her my age. And it sounds counterintuitive, but I learned that from a guy who was 48 years old, and this was a number of years ago. He told me, and I didn't believe him, he said, the first thing I tell a young girl is my age. And he says, in fact, that's the first thing, essentially, within the first 30 seconds, I'll tell her that. And I thought, okay, I didn't really believe him. And then I saw him in practice actually doing that. He would be saying, so what's your name? Susan, Susan, you're 23 years old. I'm old enough to be your father. And he would make a joke like that within the first minute that he started talking to her. It'll never work. I'm old enough to be your father, Susan, so it's never going to work. Because that self-deprecating humor is a very confident humor. And it puts it out there. And as I said earlier, as soon as it's not an issue for you, it's not an issue for her. I learned that lesson, and I've done that ever since. I've in my 30s, I used to kind of do the same thing as most guys and just kind of like joke or, you know, skirt around the issue of my age. And I don't do that any longer. I tell a girl, you know, a 23-year-old, a 25-year-old, I tell her, wow, you know, I'm too old for you. It'll never work. You see? And so in a joking, smiling, and winking type of manner, and it's a powerful thing to present because it shows a lot of confidence.
Do you have guys go to particular venues? I mean, is there? Do you think there's places that work for guys who are in their 40s and places that don't?
The guys that are older tend to not want to go to the thumping, you know, loud clubs.
Right,
and,
exactly. Yeah.
They, you know, they're just not interested in that. They're not having fun there. They don't want to bounce around in a sweaty T-shirt. And so the natural extension of that is that they're going to gravitate towards, you know, more upscale lounges or quieter venues or places like, you know, where they would meet women, say, at restaurants or, you know, that sort of thing. So as far as the venues go, I never give a guy advice, okay, well, listen, if you want to meet younger women, go out to the, you know, the university hangout and act like you're, you know, 21 years old and bounce around with the rest of them. I never give that advice. If they meet younger women in their daily, you know, travels or in the places that they do frequent, like lounges, et cetera, that's different. So a guy has to be true to who he is, what he wants to be involved in, and if we artificially go to places where we're just not comfortable, it's not going to work. It's not going to be congruent.
I think, and I'm assuming this is true for you, I've worked with a lot of guys who are really awkward in any social situation where freaking going to the mall is a stretch or a bookstore or a coffee shop. So if everything is uncomfortable, where, and the goal is to meet younger women, is there a great, you know, is there a best place to go?
Then obviously you'd have to go to places like to be able to say in one breath or a guy to say, listen, I'm not comfortable going to the mall, I'm not comfortable going to clubs, but I'd like to meet younger women. Well, it's just not going to happen as frequently as you want it to happen.
Right.
You're going to have to, if you want to be in the company of younger women, you're going to have to go where they congregate. It's kind of the nature of the way it works. So you have to be prepared for those kind of environments if that's what you want to do.
Well, how do you prepare? Is there a particular way of grooming? You said earlier about not dressing like some young guy, you know, like some gangster or something like
yeah,
that.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But what? How do you think that a guy should present himself in a way? You know, you mentioned dressing in a sophisticated manner. Is that what you teach guys or?
Exactly. You don't want to be, you know, putting your baseball cap on backwards and wearing baggy pants. And, you know, like you said, dress in the manner of a man who has seen adventure in life. And that means in a way that you're comfortable and still stylish and put together. Get some advice from women on what looks good on you and try and dress to meet who you are today and maximize that. And don't try and dress outside of your age, but maximize the sophistication, like you said, and the adventurous spirit should come through. That's what you need to present yourself as, is this man who has some worldly experience, who's seen things, who is going to see many more things. And there's an adventure, a journey that he's on that younger women will want to be caught up into.
That's
the way he needs to dress, and that's the way he needs to present himself.
So back to the thing about actually what to talk about. You talked about a bit of the approach and how to break the ice, but is there other ways that you think there are different ways of interacting with women and having, you know, a conversation or having a longer conversation to build rapport, et cetera? Because, you know, I'm hearing on one hand, you know, there's sophistication in talking about your experience, but you don't want to come across as like being patronizing or as right like her dad or giving her advice or some kind of bullshit. How do you weave together conversation kind of from your way of thinking about this?
Well, that's a good question because, you know, a lot of the stuff that's taught today is to come up with a bunch of stories and interesting things to say to bombard her so that there's no dead air. and so that you come across as interesting. You know, memorize funny stories and this sort of thing. However, you can come across as a man of purpose, as a man of adventure, and who's not masking the age, and yet be massively curious about who this woman is, this 25-year-old woman. Be curious about her in a way that's engaging and comes from your center. That isn't you telling, you know, like you said, bombarding her with a one-sided conversation. It's more of an opening up of the feeling is almost like, I know who I am, and I'm confident in that. Now tell me about you. Tell me something interesting about you. And that is the way the conversation in concept should flow. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Right? It's a very attractive, powerful way of presenting yourself. You're not bombarding her with all kinds of facts and figures about your life and where, you know, what you've done and stuff. That comes across in your presence. Your experience, et cetera, comes across in the way you view the world and the way that you move. And that's hard to describe on a telephone interview, but I know you know what I'm talking about.
No, I definitely do. And for people listening, you may want to start kind of tuning your brain into how can you apply this when you're out with women. It's not simple, but, you know, we're all in the process of learning how to feel
right.
more comfortable around women and to master yourself. But then from that level of conversation, is there a method, or let me ask you two questions. One is there a difference in closing the deal or going for a phone number or a makeout or taking her home with a young woman versus somebody who's older? Is there something really specific about 20-somethings that guys listening need to know?
Well, you know, there is a difference in the between a, you know, a 20-something and a 30-something and a 40-something woman, because a 20-something woman very likely is looking for somebody that she wants to spend, you know, the rest of her days with, and she's thinking of the concept of, you know, someone that's going to share parenthood with her, and someone she can take home to her parents and say, okay, you know, this is, you know, the love of my life, etc. Someone, a woman who's in her 40s, doesn't have those same kind of concepts so much, and I'm generalizing, of course. And is more interested in she has come into her own, so to speak, and she's looking for somebody who can not be intimidated by her. And yeah, there's definitely a difference. And a man has to ask himself, you know, what does he want relative to the woman that he's meeting, that he's talking to right now, that he's dating? If she's 23 years old and he's 45. What is his desire future with her? And is it marriage and children and the whole nine? You know, that might be different if he's with somebody who's, you know, 45, for instance.
Definitely.
There's a difference between the way that women are perceiving the world at those different ages, for sure, and what they want.
Yeah, I think that kind of ties into, like, another subset of this question is, like, what do you see as the downside of interacting with young women? Because I can think of a lot. I've dated a lot of women in their 20s over the past few years, and, you know, it's not the same as a woman in their 30s or their 40s. They're not as stable. They are immature. But do you see other things that are kind of negative attributes or challenges that are associated with younger women?
You know, I don't even consider it at all, because, you know, you can't really control who you're attracted to. And if you're attracted to a younger woman in her 20s, to me it makes no difference if she's in her 30s or 40s or 20s. If you're attracted to that woman, it's because of the qualities she possesses and which she presents to the world. And so if you are sincere and honest about who you are, the relationship, no matter what her age is, has opportunities to grow and could last forever.
Okay, I can see. I think that what I'm more suggesting is I think there's maybe some possible landmines down the road that older guys don't prepare for. Like when I coach guys, they're shocked that their 24-year-old woman who they've been dating is highly emotional or highly explosive, or her, you know, that women, you know, that women around the age of 28 tend to change quite a bit.
I have a notion that you know, men have a midlife crisis and women have a quarter century crisis. And by that, I mean, when they become 25 years old, they start to examine everything about their future, where they are today. They're 25 and they consider their relationship they're in. They consider their career choices at the right thing. They see their friends getting married and having children, and they wonder if they want that or if it's going to happen. And they wonder if they're with the right guy. So 25 years old is a very turbulent time when a woman is 25 in any relationship. So, yeah, there's definitely landmines there. And when you start to get together with a woman who's in her early 30s, and, for instance, she hasn't been married before, has no children, and I'm going to speak generally again, that's possibly a very large component of what she's trying to consider for her future. And so that's something that you're going to run into, which may be what you want as well. So it's perfectly fine.
Got it. No, I agree. It's just, there's a lot of challenges. What about how to manage a relationship with a younger woman? You know, a lot of guys, once they're dating or once they've been on a couple dates with a woman, they try to, older guys try to spend a lot of money or try to impress her or do shit like that to try to kind of hold her or have her, be impressed by him. What do you tell guys about how to manage a relationship with a younger woman?
Well, there's two ways to have a relationship with a younger woman if you're an older guy. You can shower her with, all kinds of material things. And for some women, they'll be attracted to that and stick around for that. However, will they love you for you and who you are? And we see that, model repeated over and over again where the older – wealthy guy has a young, beautiful woman on his arm. So there's that method, and it's not fulfilling for either one of them. It's not meaningful relationship for either one of them. So there's that, or you can be curious about her on an adventure, which is what I always, am talking about a lot to men, is the concept of instead of just going through life and settling in our careers and everything we do, we absolutely head into this world with, both feet on an adventure and with purpose. And younger women and older women are attracted to that energy. So that's the second way that men can be involved with younger women. And it's the way that has meaning, and it's the way that age is irrelevant when you know who you are and you don't apologize for it.
Do you have any specific examples or stories of men that you worked with who hooked up with younger women, or stories from your own experience that you could kind of walk us through?
Yeah, I've had many, many students from around the world in different seminars and, various coaching type of things that I've done where the men are older. And, I've had guys of, 55 years old. And every day a guy gets divorced somewhere in this world, and they might have been married for 20 years or 10 years. They might have businesses, and everything in their life handled, but now they're completely alone again and they don't know how to enter the dating world. So that's the kind of guys I talk to a lot. And so I have many examples of guys who very specifically shifted that one thing where they stopped hiding their age and masking their experience in this world and started to emphasize it, to emphasize their age and what they have to contribute. And that shift alone has changed those guys. I've got testimonials from men from all over the world who say, I start to tell women my age now without apology, without trying to, pretend it's no big deal, but just to say it, just to put it out there, because it's a confident thing to do, and it changes the whole dynamic between them and younger women. I have a guy who is a student of mine who is now married. He's 49 and she's 24.
Wow, that's amazing.
And he told me that, the thing that shifted for him was this whole apologetic, I'm older, so I can't offer what she wants anymore. She won't want me. That perspective is completely flawed. And you change it, and you stand up tall on this earth. It shifts everything. It's a really big change that guys a mental block that older men have that they just have to completely make friends with and start presenting who they are.
So do you have any other final comments or thoughts for the guys listening on just basically meeting younger women or having more self-confidence?
No, it's just, you know, if you're attracted to younger women, then don't apologize for it. Be true to who you are. Everyone will respect that because you're not manipulating, you're not trying to create something that isn't who you are. If you just want a younger woman to show off to your buddies when you walk into a venue of some kind, you might want to examine, you know, what your motives are and what your purpose is in life and see if that is congruent with what you want, because then you're just looking for validation that, yeah, I still got it. And for a lot of men, that might be a large thing. My big thing is being honest and really coming across as a real man who doesn't apologize for being a man, and that's all we do in this day and age. That's my message. You might be attracted to someone in their 20s, their 30s, or their 40s, and I 100% believe that age is irrelevant when you know who you are.
Let's talk a bit about your website again and some of the courses that you do.
Okay.
So you do a lot of private coaching or small group seminars?
I do a lot of private coaching. I do some major weekend intensives in different cities of the world. I travel a lot. I do a lot of speaking engagements. I speak at universities, et cetera. And my website is zanperrion.com. That's zanperrion.com. And I also have a forum that's devoted to speaking about this different way of interacting. And it's fairly new, but it's getting a lot of traction. We've got quite a few members right now, and it's growing every day. And that's at naturalgame.com.